Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And we have got high school football, of course, to talk about. We'll be talking about the Ware County Gators 2000, the reigning, defending GHSA 5A state champion, Ware County Gators.
Finally. That sounded like The Rock, didn't it? Finally. The Ware County Gators have won a state championship.
We'll also talk about coffee schedule as well. Big time rivalry between those two. Same region.
Yeah. Whoever wins that game's a odds-on favorite to compete for a state title.
I mean, they'll be in the conversation, won't they?
They certainly will be.
You get the number one seed out of that region, Final Four probably.
And just imagine a couple of years ago, Warner Robins Coffee and Ware were all in the same region.
Yeah, that was a part of Warner Robins three-peat.
Yes. How good were they?
Yeah. Yeah. Not too bad.
Not too bad.
Yep. All right. So this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
Larry the Cable Guy live at Wild Adventures. The Wild Adventures live concert series presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan continues Saturday, June 17th with Larry the Cable Guy live on stage. Don't miss the multi-platinum recording artist, Grammy nominee, Billboard Award winner, and one of the top comedians in the country, Larry the Cable Guy. You can access this show and every concert in the Wild Adventures live lineup for free with your season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. To view the full Wild Adventures live lineup, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com.
And once again, I'm here for you, the listener. I'm fighting through yet another cold. When you have small kids, this is what happens to you. All those parents know. You get sick, you know, all the time. Well, here I am, yet another little head cold, a little congestion in my head. But I trooper through, and I'm here for you, the listener.
The listener. He's here for you.
One thing Jason Bishop has never been questioned, the thing that's never been questioned about Jason Bishop is his toughness.
Say that again.
Ware County.
Run that by us one more time.
Ware County, the defending 5A state champions. They will begin their season August the 18th. They will play that game at home. I was trying to figure out where they were. If they were in Baxley or in Waycross, they'll be in Waycross. That's a tough game. Appling is no pushover. Lower classification, but still, Appling is a state power in their own right.
Not that kind of state power. They're not going to the swamp and beating Ware County.
I'll give Ware County the win here as well. They go to Richmond Hill the week after that. That's going to be a W-2, despite the fact that Ware will play up two classifications. They'll still beat the Wildcats.
It's going to be a little tougher than expected, but right now on paper, you got to give Ware the edge just based upon recent accomplishments.
Baldwin County will then make a trip over to the swamp to play. And, of course, right now, as things are in Baldwin County and Milledgeville, Baldwin County is the stepson, the stepbrother to John Millage.
I don't know about all that, but well, they're not beating Ware County.
Yeah, W. That's 3-0. And then they go to Savannah to play Benedictine.
Hold on. That could be a tough one. You got to when you go play BC in Savannah, Benedictine, there are other factors involved with playing them in Savannah.
Like what?
Like, you know, factors that are out of the visiting team's control.
Okay.
laundry and all that seems to get tossed on the field.
Oh.
Yeah.
People bring their socks.
Socks. If it's October, it'd be pink socks.
I get it.
Rest of the year be yellow socks.
I get it. I don't think Ware County wins this game.
It's going to be a tough one. You don't bet on BC losing football games in Savannah. I tend to agree with you. I'd probably roll with BC on this one.
They will then go on the road to Bainbridge. I like Bainbridge to get that game as well. So the two straight losses for the Ware County Gators after starting 3-0.
When you start picking Ware County to lose back-to-back football games. No, I'm going to give them Bainbridge on the road. If they lose it, yeah, I don't see them losing two in a row.
Then they go on the road again, a third straight game against Jenkins in Savannah of Jenkins, that is. Jenkins of Savannah, rather. Another really tough game on the road. I like Ware County to squeak by in this one.
Yeah, JV will be playing early third quarter. Big win. Mm.
And then they will host Bradwell Institute, W.
Yes.
There was a time, it was before my time, but there was a time when this game, Bradwell and Ware, would have been circled on the calendar for different reasons.
Back in the day, you didn't roll into Hinesville and think you were just going to push them around. That was a tough matchup.
Ware County will then head up to Augusta or Evans, the Augusta area.
It's not soccer or baseball season. They'll be just fine.
They'll beat Greenbrier. Yeah. Then they'll host rival Statesboro in the Swamp. That is a region game.
This used to be a classic matchup. They used to be, for years, Ware and Statesboro were in the same region, and that was a classic region championship-type matchup, but not anymore. Statesboro's trying to build themselves back up to where they used to be, and they're not quite on that level yet.
Well, you say not, but remember now they've got a new coach coming in.
You got a new coach. You can always add 2-3 wins to a new coaching staff.
How big of a win would it be for that new coach to come in? Of course, he played at Georgia Southern as well. Come in and go to the Swamp and walk out of there with a W.
That would be like, let's give this guy a raise. Right out the gate. You've earned your keep.
The last game of the year for the Ware County Gators, probably what will end up being a de facto region championship game, the Coffee County Trojans. They play that game in the Swamp, and for that reason, I will give Ware County the W.
I will, too. So I got Ware County. I got them at 9-1.
I've got them 8-2, and I think there's a real scenario where they could go 10-0 here.
Yeah, they could. I mean, they could beat BC. They could easily. Mike can go 15-0.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, this is a good program, and they don't rebuild; they reload. Waycross.
Yeah, and Waycross. I will say this. Congratulations to, this. I've already said this, but I'll say it again. Jason Strickland and the Ware County Gators for winning their first state championship. I remember years ago the excitement that was in Waycross when they went to the Dome, when they still played the games at the Dome, and played Gainesville with, oh, gosh, what was his name? Help me out. The quarterback for Gainesville, Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson was the quarterback for the Gainesville Red Elephants, and Ware County was excited. Deshaun Watson had never seen a defense like the Ware County Gators defense. Game was over at the half.
Only 3 state titles behind Waycross. They're plugging away.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Glen Academy Red Terriers played their annual spring game this past week. In the red and white game, we saw key returning players such as Devin Peacock and David Prince, among others. The Red Terriers will start a new QB under center in Ryan Schuneman. Schuneman did see time last year on the field for the Red Terriers, just not a quarterback. Instead, he played tight end. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch anytime 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. The next Atlanta Braves great pitcher, A.J. Smith-Shawver. So let me get this straight. Celtics, you spent all that energy coming back from a 3-0 hole only to get blown out in Game 7 on your home court. That would not have happened to LeBron. Another week and more rests in Athens. Welcome back, Mike Hampton. I mean, Michael Soroka. Oh, how the networks were excited when the Lakers or Celtics made the conference finals. Noah Syndergaard said recently that he felt like the weak link in the Dodgers rotation. Well, you are. Welcome back, Liam Hendricks. Back to closing major league games after you shut down cancer. Domingo German of the Yankees says he plans on using less rosin once he returns from his suspension for using a foreign substance. My suggestion is to stop using a foreign substance. The Georgia-Auburn rivalry may be about to end, but does anyone really consider this a rivalry anymore? I am starting a club. It's called the Can Matt Olson Please Make Contact Club. I hate to say I told you so, but I did tell you at the beginning of the playoffs that the Nuggets and the Heat would be playing in the finals. I'm doing what you should have done a long time ago. Holy bleep, the Usos turned on Roman. And these are my thoughts.
Good.
Good what?
That they turned on him.
Oh. Man, it was epic.
AEW Double or Nothing was amazing Sunday night.
It was a weekend full of pay-per-views. Impact had a pay-per-view or premium live events, however you want to put it. But Impact had one, AEW had one, the WWE had one as well, and they were all really good. They were all really good. All of them received rave reviews.
Amazing matches, AEW. That Four Pillars match with all the young talent in that company. And then the Blackpool Combat Club just beating the brakes off of the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega and Hangman Adam Page, beat them all over the arena. Pile drive one of them in the back of a pickup truck.
Solid.
Amazing.
Okay.
It was fabulous.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota Presence Award and the Toyota Elite Cup. Serving our community for over 20 years, new and pre-owned certified inventory in stock, i95toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur, 912-378-1177, I-95 Toyota, home of the courtesy oil change for life.
We gave you the schedule for the reigning, defending 5A GHSA state champion Ware County Gators, and now we're going to give you the schedule for their bitter rivals. What is that, about 30 minutes down the road?
30, 35 minutes tops. Douglas and Waycross.
The Coffee County Trojans.
They're like peas and carrots as far as go. Say they're close. Yeah.
And so it will start off with a banger. The Coffee County Trojans will start off with a banger. They will be playing Tift County to begin the season.
They're not losing to Tift.
That's a remember now, Tift has been on top of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings once before.
Yeah, that's a precursor to suckage. That's what you do. That's how you jinx teams. Yeah.
Whatever. They will also play Bainbridge just like Ware County, but they will play Bainbridge down at Jardine Stadium.
2-0.
W. They will then participate in the Border War Classic over at Glenn County Stadium. They will play Bowles in Brunswick.
3-0.
W.
4-0.
That's going to be a really good game, though, by the way. Bowles. I believe Bowles fell to Brunswick last year in that Glenn County or that Border War Classic down in Glenn County, didn't they?
Yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah, for sure it was. And then they will also host Salem out of Conyers, Georgia.
Win.
Yeah, W. They will then head on the road to play the Richmond Hill Wildcats.
Hold on now. Let's talk about this one for a second.
Okay.
Richmond Hill. They're playing the toughest region in the state of Georgia. Would you agree?
Agreed.
They're not going to be a bad football team. Actually, they're going to be a good football team that could not have a good one-loss record because of who they're playing at the end of the season. Richmond Hill's going to give Coffee fits. They're going to give Ware County fits, too. And both of those games are at home for Richmond Hill. I'm calling Richmond Hill an upset. Maybe an upset. I don't know if it's an upset. I'm picking Richmond Hill to win this football game.
Well, remember, Coffee is 5A. Richmond Hill is 7A. By classification, not an upset, but I get what you're saying in that. I'm picking Richmond Hill here, too, because I do agree with Kip. I think that Richmond Hill is a very good football team. This game is taking place right about the midpoint of the season when Richmond Hill will be getting fine-tuned, getting ready to head into Murderer's Row, which is their region schedule. I like Richmond Hill to be prepared to play this game. They would have already lost to Ware County. They got something to prove to playing this game. They get this game at home.
Yeah, I'm going with Richmond Hill. 4-1.
4-1. Then Coffee goes on the road to start their region play. They are at home against Bradwell for region play.
5-1.
Okay, and then they go on the road to Womack Field.
6-1.
In Statesboro. Coffee gets the W here as well. And then Jenkins of Savannah, they get them at home.
7-1. That's, Mercy Rule.
That's their homecoming game, by the way.
Ooh, ouch.
And then they will also play Greenbrier.
8-1.
I agree. And then they will play in the swamp at Ware County to close out the season
region championship on the line at the Swamp. And Ware County is going to come out on top.
Well, I was going to say, we already, in the last segment, we picked Ware to win this, so we almost have to pick Coffee to lose. That's going to be a war, though. Make sure you're aware of that. That's going to be a war.
And it could go either way. I'm just rolling with the home team. When teams are evenly matched, roll with the home team.
So I'm
8-2.
Yeah, I've got Coffee going 8-2.
Best case is 10-0. Worst case, in my mind, is 8-2 with this schedule.
I'm trying to see. Maybe they lose to Bowles. Maybe they lose to Bowles, and that would take them to 7-3.
I don't see that happening. I saw Bowles last year get manhandled by Brunswick, and Brunswick historically has struggled with Coffee County.
The Tiff County game could be one that could get dropped by Coffee. Tiff County might surprise them.
They could. I mean, I could stop on the way home and buy a lottery ticket and be a millionaire when I wake up tomorrow, but that's not happening either. So
you don't know unless you do it.
I guess so.
Tiff County, see, this is the problem with you and other folks like you. You don't give Tiff County enough respect. That's a very good football program, and they suffer from playing tough teams in South Georgia, and they don't shy away from playing tough teams in South Georgia every year, year in, year out. You look at their schedule, and it's brutal. They play everybody. They play in a tough region, and they're a very good football team that doesn't get enough credit for being a very good football team, except from Jason Bishop.
They haven't been a good football team for a couple of years. They've had some internal issues over there, and they've run coaches off. So historically, yes. Lately, no. They haven't been a good football team.
Well, don't forget, just a couple of years ago, they were in that region with Colquitt and Lowndes and Camden, and they pulled an upset on Camden at the end of the year.
I mean,
who was a good football team?
Like I said, historically, they've won state championships. Lately, they haven't been very good, and they should always be. Tiff County should always be an elite football program.
Agreed.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zuniga. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
Father's Day is just around the corner, and dads, let your loved ones acknowledge everything you do for them with a special gift from Cunningham Jewelers.
grill sets, non-tipping beverage holders, oyster knives, and more. Not to mention, all watches are 15 to 25% off, from divers' watches to sewer watches and so many more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We're going to roll into Kip's Butthurt segment, but before we do, this segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, by Gold Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia. And we have inventory, both new, used club cars and stock.
Hold on. That reading thing, that you still haven't got a grasp of that, huh? The reading thing's hard.
Let me start over. Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia. And we have inventory, both new and used club car and star dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. Anywhere, they'll deliver. 912-275-7725, electric, gas, lifted, standard. We have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. That's pretty good. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway, goldencoastgolfcarts.com.
And now it is time for Kit Branch's Butthurt segment.
This week's Butthurt segment rolls like this. Number five on the Butthurt list, Alabama, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Missouri, South Carolina. You crybabies.
Wait a minute. Can you put six teams in the same in one spot? Is that allowed?
We need to check the rules. They're tied for five because they're whining about playing nine SEC games instead, and they want the eight-game model because Alabama don't want to play Tennessee, Auburn, and LSU in the same season under the nine-game model. And the rest of these bottom feeders, Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Missouri, and South Carolina, they're worried about picking up an extra loss.
I think South Carolina's got a chance to win the SEC East.
Well, good. Then they shouldn't be afraid to play nine conference games. Kentucky, whatever. Missouri, go back to the Big 12 or go to the Big 10s. Vanderbilt, we love you. You're good during baseball season, good golf program, good basketball program, and you're the highest academic institution in the SEC.
A fine equestrian program as well.
Yeah, they are, but I just don't understand why we can't have a nine-game conference schedule. I don't get it. So, Alabama, you're the main crybaby sitting here for years, you know, crying and belly aching. Now you don't want to play Tennessee every year because Tennessee's actually good again.
Okay, let me hit the pause button here because this has got to be mentioned. You're taking shots at Alabama about you're making the accusation Alabama doesn't want to play a tough schedule, but yet for a decade when Alabama was winning national championships, they were playing in a division that had Auburn when they were good, LSU when they were good, Ole Miss when they were good, Mississippi State was decent. And it's not like they were dodging anybody because they couldn't because their schedule was tough because they played in the SEC West when it was really good. And now you're taking shots at them like they're like they don't know what it's like to play a tough schedule. I just want to point this out.
They don't want to play. Nikki doesn't want to play a nine-game conference schedule all of a sudden.
Okay.
Nikki doesn't. Number four, the French Open. Who cares? Nobody watches.
I do.
I mean, who's the favorite? Who's what? What French Open? Tennis. America needs a tennis superstar again.
Nobody's on the horizon. you're stuck with right now, Novak Djokovic.
I mean,
that's the face of tennis.
Like I said, French Open, butt hurt list. Who's watching other than Jason Bishop?
Novak Djokovic got in some trouble this past week for making a political statement about some stuff going on in Serbia that the French Open officials heavily scolded him about.
It seems like he's always interested in making a controversial comment. Remember the whole vaccination thing at the Australian Open a couple of years ago. I mean, tennis needs a new breed of superstars.
Not an argument from me there.
They need a new breed. I mean, the French Open, I mean, you're sitting here now in early June. I thought the French Open used to be played in middle of May. And now at the end of, you know, June, you got Wimbledon. So you got the French Open. Who's watching? Butt hurt list.
Did I ever tell you that I won a doubles clay court tournament in my 20s up in Hilton Head?
Awesome. That's great.
Yeah, it was fun.
Number three on the butt hurt list, Kenny Omega.
I got a trophy for it.
Did you hear that?
Go ahead.
Number three on the butt hurt list, Kenny Omega.
Why?
Who's not beating him like a rented mule right now? He's getting beat down.
A wrestling guy makes the butt hurt list. Okay.
He's on the butt hurt list. Got beat down Sunday night at Double or Nothing. I mean, just beat, choked out. I mean, he just got beat all over the arena, man. What's happened to Kenny Omega?
Who are the four pillars? Is Omega, MJF, Cole?
MJF wrestled Jungle Boy and Darby Allin and, Sammy Guevara. That was the four pillars match.
Guevara, Jungle Boy, MJF, and Darby Allin.
Yeah, that was the match.
Okay.
That's actually a good match, by the way. I mean, it was all over. That was a good match. But Kenny Omega, man, are you going to beat anybody in a main event anymore? Now he's back, headed back to Japan.
Japan, as in New Japan Pro Wrestling?
I mean, they said last night, they said this week on AEW Dynamite that he was headed back to Japan.
Oh, well, they've got this working contract with New Japan Pro Wrestling where they're swapping out stars here and there. Well, that's probably what that is.
Maybe he can go over there and win a main event.
He'll eventually be in the WWE.
But he's not winning a main event at AEW right now. Butt hurt list, Kenny Omega. Number two on the butt hurt list, the Pac-12 conference. You're on life support, dudes. It's almost over. There's going to be another round of cherry picking, and then the Pac-12 is history.
Why are you coming out to the Pac-12 specifically here?
They lost their two bell cows. UCLA and USC are gone. When Oregon and Washington get cherry picked, what's left?
Stanford?
Death. To the Pac-12.
Death. What's left? Death.
The Death Star will be hovering over the West Coast.
Look at you making a Star Wars reference. I thought you didn't even like Star Wars.
The Pac-12 is on life support.
Okay.
It's over.
They will be losing Oregon and Washington.
Yeah, they're going to lose them.
Yeah, at some point. Yeah.
And then does the Big 12 come in and swoop up Utah and the Arizona schools?
No. What will end up happening, well, maybe they do, but what will end up happening is the Big 10 and the SEC will swallow all the other conferences. Eventually, we'll get there.
But Pac-12, see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Okay.
You're on life support. And number one on the butt hurt list.
It's got to be the Boston Celtics.
The Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Did Larry Bird ever get blown out in a game 7 at Boston Garden?
No.
Did Bill Russell ever get blown out in a game 7 at Boston Garden?
Look, in Jason Tatum's defense, because he's now the face of that organization, he twisted his ankle and even said after the game that he was a shell of himself after he twisted his ankle.
You think Larry Bird would have went in the tank with a sprained ankle? He played with a bad back for years.
I was going to say, I saw Larry Bird laying on the side of the court on the out-of-bounds line just trying to get his back straight enough to go back in the game.
You think Robert Parrish would have laid out a game 7 with a tweaked ankle? Kevin McHale, I mean, JoJo White, DJ Dennis Johnson. Come on, Boston. You got a legacy to live up to, and you just lay down at home the way you did in Game 7. The Bruins choked in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Celtics choke. The Red Sox are like a bottom feeder right now, and don't get me started on the Patriots. They suck as well. The Boston and Philadelphia right now are the city of chokers.
It's pretty strong words.
Boston Celtics, you were down.
Philadelphia was just in the World Series.
They lost. Eagles were in the Super Bowl. They lost.
Okay.
Flyers do nothing in hockey. Okay?
Okay.
And they, don't get me started on the 76ers. They choked against Boston just a couple of weeks ago. But Boston, you're down 0-3. You're down 0-3. You suck it up. Celtic pride kicked in. You tied up 3-3. We're going back to the TD Garden. Game 7. All the stars will be there. Larry will be in the stands. Celtic pride banners hanging from the roof. And what do? You get blown out by 20 points. Please. Boston.
The thing that strikes me the most about that is Jason Tatum. When he says, I was a shell of myself after I rolled my ankle. To your point, the greats, they find a way. They find a way to win that game. They find a way to be productive, to be a factor in the game, and he wasn't.
You know what's sad about that? Every NBA team is wearing number 6 on their jersey this year. You know who number 6 was? That was Bill Russell from the Boston Celtics.
Okay.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Keep swinging and missing trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town? Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. And be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
Couple more arrests happening up in Athens, Georgia this past week, and now we're now actually having to take a tally on guys getting in trouble up in the Georgia Bulldog program in Athens.
I mean people get tickets. People get speeding tickets. I mean, I know somebody that got a speeding ticket this week.
Yeah, that guy sits right here.
I mean, was it
don't
all?
Don't get me started.
Was it plastered all over the news?
That I got a speeding ticket?
Yeah.
Well, no.
Okay, no. But a wide receiver for Georgia gets a speeding ticket. It's front page news in the sports world.
Yeah, I was over.
I knew you were coming with that.
Coming with what?
Coming with the narrative of trying to, the Georgia program's out of control. There you go.
No, I didn't say they were out of control. You just said that. Words in my mouth.
That's what you're implying.
Got a couple more arrests. Now we're having to keep a tally because this seems to be every week we get on here and we're having to tell you about some arrests that are happening up in Georgia.
I got pulled over on Memorial Day for coming to a rolling stop in my neighborhood.
You told me about that.
I didn't see that on the news. My wife got on to me right when I did it, and there was a cop sitting there, pulled me over, and, you know, being the charismatic person that I am, I talked myself out of it, but, you know, you can't get away with that.
Wasn't it something about that person knew your daughter?
I mean, the details don't matter.
Oh, right. Okay. I mean, you know, it is the details when you interject details such as charisma, and that's not why you got out of the ticket.
But why is it that Kip Branch and Jason Bishop's issues with traffic codes isn't front page news?
It should. Well, I mean, we are public celebrities.
I mean, why aren't we plastered all over, you know, message boards and that kind of stuff? I mean, young people get speeding tickets, don't they?
I had years ago.
You were younger.
Yeah. Years ago. You're right. Years ago, I had bought a Lexus. It was a Lexus IS250, and it could go.
Yeah.
All right. It could go. I'll just tell you, it could go. And I had that car, I don't know, a couple years. And the first 6 months I had that car, 6 speeding tickets.
Right. Okay. Young people behind fast cars are going to get speeding tickets. That's just the nature of the beast. But if you happen to be playing for a football program that's winning back-to-back national championships, that's front-page news now. So there we go.
It was charcoal.
And then we get sports folks like the person I'm sitting next to, another arrest at UGA.
What's more than one?
I mean, traffic laws, tickets. Did have a tragedy. I'm not underscoring that. That was horrible, what happened back in January. But, you know, it's been a tough road here lately.
Man, all I'm – look, you know, in this world that we live in where there's a lot of – accusations of media bias. All I was doing was reporting the news. Did it happen? As a matter of fact, roll it. Breaking news, arrests in Athens. That's me reporting facts.
Breaking news, back-to-back national championships in Athens. Winners win. Losers look for reasons to try to bring down winners.
I'm not trying to bring down anybody. All I'm doing is reporting the facts. I'm just reporting facts.
That's a loser mentality. And there's a lot of that out in the SEC world that, hey, Georgia's on top. ESPN's doing it now. Oh, arrests in Athens. Okay. All right. There's arrest in Gainesville. There's arrest in Alabama. There's arrest, you know, at LSU, well, Arkansas, Michigan, Ohio State.
Well, just remember now, all of these programs, you know, there are programs that were winning at the caliber during certain time periods that Georgia is winning at the caliber, you know, Miami in the 80s, SMU in the 1970s. You know, there were a lot, Baylor in the early 2000s. There were a lot of issues that were going on that came with winning for those programs.
I mean, well, that's not apples to apples, but okay, I get it.
I'm just making the point. Did those things occur?
Yeah, they occurred. There were run-ins. There's run-ins with the law with young people in every, pretty much a lot of college football programs. But when you're winning, they're magnified.
It gets overlooked.
When you're losing, you know, nobody cares. But when you're winning, oh, yeah, well, you know, look what kind of program they're running in Athens right now. That coming from an Auburn fan. Arrest in Athens. Yeah, I guess so. You've lost 15 out of the last 18 to them, so I guess arrests are an issue now.
Which is kind of going back to something I said earlier. You're right. Auburn's lost 15 of 18 to Georgia, and now there's talk of that game going away as far as once they get the new rivalry games in or your common opponent every year. And as of right now, Auburn doesn't look to be one of Georgia's constant opponents, and so that game would go by the wayside as far as an annual rivalry. And I just, you know, we talked about this a few weeks back. I just don't see that game as a rivalry game anymore. It's just an SEC game because there's not any back and forth. I mean, Auburn doesn't win that game. You got to win some of them for them to be a rivalry game.
I mean, with, you know, Brunswick High and Glenn Academy, they don't need to play every year either, I guess, if there was some new teams coming into the region.
Well, that
right?
goes back and forth, though. Six in a row, right? There's never a team that wins 15 of 18. That doesn't ever happen.
I mean, so if you're winning games against your rivals, I guess it's time to don't play them anymore, right?
No, I'm just saying I don't consider that a big-time rival. Again, you're taking what I said and you're contorting it and turning it into something that it's not meant as. What I'm telling you is that game is being discussed as going away. And if it does go away, I don't consider it that big of a loss because I don't see that game as competitive enough to call it a rivalry game. Georgia's won 15 of 18 of those.
And lead the series by 6 games or 7 games right now. So, you know, Auburn could have said that prior to 2005, correct?
Could have said what?
That, oh, we're beating Georgia. We got a 6-7 game lead in the series.
But yeah, but they weren't talking about doing away with the game then. Now they are.
But yeah. 9 games, come on, guys. Big Ten plays 9, Pac-12 plays 9, Big 12 plays 9 games. SEC, the best conference in the country. ACC plays 9. Best conference in the country. You're debating on not playing that 9th game. Come on, guys.
I mean, I think they should play 9 games. I'm not debating. Again, I'm not debating that. I'm just making points, Kip.
8 game, you have 1 permanent rival. 9 games, you have 3 permanent rivals. That's how the scheduling would break out. With Oklahoma and Texas coming on board.
I like the 9-game model. I just don't think that, you know, if they do away with the Georgia-Auburn game, my heart won't be broken.
Mine will, and a lot of Georgia fans will. Mm.
Keep swinging and missing, trying to find your favorite adult beverage around town. Well, step back in the batter's box and find it at M&B Liquors. If we don't have it, M&B Liquors will get it for you. The best selection in town. Having a party, M&B will get any type of keg you need. and be sure to tell them that Jason and Kip sent you and ask about my favorite drink. M&B Liquors off I-95, exit 29 on Candler Drive, 912-265-2567. M&B Liquors, your adult beverage home run hitter.
Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82 with everything a hardware store should have and more. The right stuff for all the seasons. Generators for storm season, mulch and fertilizer for growing season, lawnmowers and power equipment to keep your lawn looking good year round. Check out Southern Hardware on Facebook for the latest, greatest deal. Southern Hardware off exit 29 on Highway 82.
We got a little bit of all of it and a whole lot of some of it. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
Southern Hardware, if they don't have it, you probably don't need it.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you with Kip Branch. It's brought to you by I-95 Toyota in Brunswick, by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Braves are in a little bit of a tough patch here. They haven't won a series in a month now. They just got done losing 2 of 3 to the worst team in baseball, the Oakland Athletics. When you're losing 2 of 3 to Oakland, it's raising some red flags. They got swept by the Astros, lost 2 of 3 to the Rangers, couldn't handle the Dodgers either. It has not been pleasant to be an Atlanta Brave this past month because they're not winning series, yet they still remain atop the division.
To be fair, the Rangers are a first-place team.
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers are a first-place team.
Yeah.
The Astros, you know, they're right up there. Near first place.
Defending World Series champions.
Yeah, and then the A's are bad.
So where's the fairness? Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. You can make an argument for all those other teams. Okay, maybe Atlanta's in a bad patch, playing difficult teams. But when you lose 2 of 3 to Oakland, there are no excuses.
Not when the A's are about to move to Vegas and they still, you know, it's June, they haven't won 20 games. Yeah, they haven't won 15 games.
So, yeah, those two games they won against the Braves, that's like a fifth of their wins for the year. And think about that for a minute. Matt Olson now is approaching 80 strikeouts for the season. We're 2 months in.
That's a 240 strikeout pace.
If he does that, he breaks the record. Again, we've said this on the show. The record is 239. That's the record. He's on pace to eclipse that. He's hitting like 233.
Michael Soroka. Impressions of his first game back.
I think it was a really positive start. He got five innings in to where he was cruising along with just one run. He got in a little bit of a jam and, you know, made a bad pitch, had some runners on, and gave up a three-run bomb, and now it's 4-0. And so you look at his line that says four runs, four earned, and you're like, oh, gosh, well, he got knocked around. Well, not so much. Line's a little deceiving. He was cruising for, you know, like I said, five innings, and then he got in a little bit of a jam, made one bad pitch, and because he had gotten himself into a jam, it cost him three runs. And his pitch count was relatively low. I think he was around 70 pitches at the time when Snicker came to get him. You know, I was heavily encouraged. I think having Soroka, his velocity was a little down. You know, I was keeping an eye on that. He was constantly in the low to mid-90s. So that's going to be a little bit expected, too. You got to think he's only had, that's his ninth start between AAA and the majors. So he hasn't even had 10 starts under the belt yet. He'll be fine. I think he's going to be a huge addition to the rotation, which woefully needed another guy to be able to step in and give them quality starts. Soroka will do that.
It's needed. It is needed bad right now. Oh, that starting lineup. That starting rotation, I mean, is banged up right now. Really banged up. Well, jury's still out on Kyle Wright. Freed could be coming back soon, maybe.
You haven't really gotten any injury updates on either one of those guys. You know, both of those guys, there have been mentions of surgery. I think they're trying to exhaust every possible option to not do that so they don't lose them for the year. Meanwhile, they just called up their number one pitching prospect in the Smith-Shoffer kid. And, you know, they started him in high A, then he got promoted to double A, and now he went to triple A, and now he's in the major leagues. This is all within this season. He's gone four levels in 2 months.
Oh, he must be really, really good.
He had a collective ERA between high A, double A, and triple A, a collective ERA between the three levels of 1.06.
Wow. If that translates to the bigs, then they may have something there.
Snitker says their plan for him is, as of right now, he's going to pitch out the bullpen, much like what we saw Spencer Strider do. Spencer Strider, remember when he came up, he pitched out the bullpen, got some innings under his belt, got some confidence under his belt, and then when they needed a spot start, they handed him the ball, and the rest with that is history. I would expect to see a similar path for Smith-Shoffer. They'll get him in the bullpen, get him some innings, build him some confidence, and then whenever it comes time to where they need somebody to make a start that's not scheduled, they will probably give him the opportunity to go out and see what he can do once he gets, as Snitker likes to say, stretched out, quote unquote.
Marcell Ozuna had a pretty good May.
Probably going to win Player of the Month. Now, he was hitless in the Oakland series, but, you know, probably going to win Player of the Month as he deserves. And, you know, I said this all along. If Marcell Ozuna hits, the Braves offense is going to be lethal.
He hit in May.
Yes,
he didn't
did.
Hit in April, but he hit in May.
I saw a stat on him where I think he had more home runs in the month of May than he had hits in the month of April.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he was woefully bad in April, and nobody can really get him out in May.
No. Granted, he didn't have the best of series in Oakland, but he's such a streaky guy, too. He goes from you can't get him out to he can't hit a beach ball. So
if he would just be consistently 280 to 300 type hitter the rest of the season.
And he did that a few years ago when Freddie Freeman won the MVP. There's arguments that maybe Marcelo Ozuna should have won the MVP because he did have better numbers than Freddie. But I think Freddie won it because Major League Baseball wanted Freddie to win it because he was more marketable.
Wow. MLB and marketing again.
Yeah.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Glen Academy Red Terriers played their annual spring game this past week. In the red and white game, we saw key returning players such as Devin Peacock and David Prince, among others. The Red Terriers will start a new QB under center in Ryan Schuneman. Schuneman did see time last year on the field for the Red Terriers, just not at quarterback. Instead, he played tight end. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch anytime 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf cart rental and sales company in South Georgia, and we have inventory, both new and used, Club Car and Star Dealer, and we will deliver no matter where you are. 912-275-7725. Electric, gas, lifted, standard, we have them all. Golden Coast Golf Carts will beat any manufacturer's price and most prices below MSRP. Golden Coast Golf Carts in Brunswick at the end of the St. Simons Island Causeway. GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.